Well, good morning. Happy Mother's Day again. It's been said for the umpteenth time. But before we go further into our lesson today, I just wanted to acknowledge for those of us who have had miscarriages and maybe have had a chance to actually their mothers have passed away. And so this might be a very difficult time for some people. Or maybe some of us are not yet mothers. And so we certainly want to acknowledge that all of you, that as we celebrate this day together, that we're still thinking about everyone. And this service today is not merely about mothers. It's about how we see God through our mothers. But I just wanted to make sure that we're not thoughtless or playing a deaf ear to those many people, of course, who are not having their mothers with them today. Amen. You know, we're going to look at some motherly characteristics that ultimately reveal who God is today as we celebrate our mothers. And it's amazing, as I read the scriptures, that there are so many things and times and events that all occur so that we can understand our God in heaven, even in a more profound way. Of course, we know in the Bible, the scripture tells us that God is neither male nor female. God is not a human. But there are certain metaphors and attributes that are talked about that we can relate to help us to understand how great our God truly is. And today we choose to look at our mothers and to look at some motherly characteristics that the scripture describes to ultimately unveil who this majestic, magnificent, beautiful God is. In Isaiah chapter 66, we're going to look at an attribute of mothers that helps us to understand who God is. And it's interesting how God uses these dynamics of our mothers to help us to understand. In Isaiah chapter 66, in verse 13, we read about when God was describing an aspect of mothers. And he says this, as a mother comforts her child, so will I comfort you, and you will be comforted over Jerusalem. You know, for those of us who have once enjoyed or do enjoy our mothers, we understand how comforting it is. There is nothing that replaces a hug from your mother. To this day, for sure, when I go and see my mom and I get a hug from my mom, from the time when I stub my toe and bruise my knee to the time when I busted my head as I stumbled on the road, my mother was there. Or even if my mother wasn't there, there was someone else there to give me some motherly comfort. And when God wants us to understand that he's a God of comfort, he uses the comfort of a mother. I want you to think about that for a second. Think about the fact that God uses a mother to help us understand how comforting indeed who he indeed is. Another attribute of God that we understand is his compassion. And in Isaiah chapter 49, in verse 15, we see again, by the way, it's interesting to note that in the book of Isaiah, there's a lot of reference to mothers. In Isaiah chapter 49, in verse 15, we see an aspect of God. And I think that Mike mentioned this a little earlier. And it's interesting how God uses and just supposes an attribute about a mother that helps us to understand him even better. It says this, can a mother forget the baby at her breast and have no compassion on the child she has born? Though she may forget, I will not forget you. And it's interesting for God to help us understand the compassion that he has. Who does he use? It's a mother's compassion. You know, it's amazing in the book of Numbers, the Bible tells us that God is not a human being. He's not male nor female. But one of the ways he unveils himself to us, it's through our mothers or someone who plays that role in our life. The first one talked about, as we looked at, that when God comforts us and we understand the comfort that God gives us, it's through, we get to understand a little bit through a mother. Or the idea of feeling the compassion of God. There is not a time in our lives that if we needed something and we have a mother, that she will not literally starve herself, not clothe herself, not even shelter herself in order so that we can feel her compassion and that she truly, truly cares about us. God's comfort, God's compassion is unveiled to us through our mothers. I think there's another one as well that we find in Psalm 131. In Psalm 131, we read another aspect, another C aspect, if you would, of who God is and how he helps us to understand this attribute of his through our mothers. And so he says in verse 2 in Psalm 131, "But I have calmed and quieted myself. I am like a weaned child with its mother. Like a weaned child, I am." In order for us to understand a disposition of God of how calming he is, he uses a child and a weaned child with her, with his mother, or with her mother. And the idea of being calmed when we're anxious, when there's something that's going on that may bring some significant concern and worry and anxiety, that there's the calmness of a mother. Not only calmness, but also contentment, that we can be contented because of the way our mothers have treated us and we understand God's the way that God can make us feel contented. Our comfort, our compassion, our calmness, our contentment, understanding these attributes about God for sure helps us to understand our God even better. But do not be fooled. This idea of these qualities of a mother of comfort, compassion, calming, contentment. There are times when our mothers, as the scripture describes, as a bear with her cubs, and how fiercely she can be protective. You can see the ferociousness of a mother when her child is being attacked, when her child is hurting, or if someone else is bullying. There is not a person on this earth who would not feel what a mother would feel if she were to respond in a fierce manner when her child is being attacked. You know, we've heard about people gathering some incredible strengths, feats of strengths, when their children are under undue pressure. Mothers, if they need to be as fierce as a mother bear protecting her cubs, she certainly will be. And that's another attribute that we understand, that God uses through a mother to help us understand who he is. The Bible tells us as a eagle spreads her wings over her nests and shelters them. Or Jesus describes himself as a hen gather her chicks under her wings and providing shelter for us. That there are many, many examples that God uses what a mother does to reveal who he is. Be it some soothing things, be it some fierceness. I don't know if you've ever seen, there are times that I have walked up with a hen with her ducklings behind her, and I've been attacked because I got too close, that she felt threatened that her children was going to be somehow hurt. No one. I didn't go there and try and say, man, what's wrong with that mother hen? No, I totally understood. You know what I did? I actually apologized. I said, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to get that close. And so God uses mothers and the attributes that they are. And like I said earlier, I understand that there's some of us. But if when you have time, read Isaiah 54. It talks about how God is a mother to the motherless. And how he actually can feel. There are many times God describes himself as giving birth. That the pains of labor and childbirth. Jesus, interestingly, describes God as the woman who was, describes himself as the woman who was looking for the lost coin. One of the atrocities of cultures that diminishes women, and certainly the role of mothers, is places where these incredible people who have birthed us, who have calmed us, who have made us feel content, who have provided compassion, who have given us comfort, who have sheltered us, who have even protected us and been fierce in that, that ultimately we understand that this is who God is towards us. You know, the scripture describes God as a perfect mother, as a woman in labor, as a nursing mother, as a comforting mother, as we looked at, teaching her children to walk, as a mother who is a hen protecting her children, like a woman cleaning her house ferociously to find a lost coin. As God providing healthy food for his people, as urging his disciples to rest, as bandaging our wounds, as wiping away our tears, as carrying us close to his heart. And so this today, I want to say thank you from the depth of my heart for all the mothers in this congregation. People who do things and don't even look to be acclaimed in secret. Be it nights when the children are crying and they go into their beds and maybe they're sleeping and they go and pray over them. Or moms crying in the corner of their homes because their children are hurting. You know, my children, the way they feel about Melanie and their mother, they know that no matter what, mom's comfort and compassion, be it is it to dream a big dream, or when they're hurting, I must confess there are times I can't connect to them in those situations like their mother can. And I'm grateful enormously for the mother God has blessed me with in my wife and helping me to be able to raise her children in the way that they are. And I see that my mother-in-law, Beulah, and my own mother how they just gave and gave of their children. I'm surrounded. My daughter, Ashley, and the kind of mother that she is to our sweet, sweet grandson, Mason. But we can all think about ours. But ultimately, this is not about our mothers. It's about understanding who God is. It's just like how God uses marriage, as in the book of Ephesians talks about. It's not about a husband and a wife. He says, no, that's a mystery of God and the church. Similarly, as we experience our mothers, it's ultimately our eyes being opened to understanding who our Heavenly Father truly, truly is. And so as we celebrate today, as we celebrate our mothers, maybe some of us are remembering our mothers. Maybe some of us are remembering some miscarriages we may have had. I remember one of the most indelible memories in Melanie in my life is when there was a couple that, who was a friend of ours who was in Florida, and their disciples there in the Miami church, and they have been trying to have children for the longest time, and they had a number of miscarriages, and this one went to full term, only to discover as she was in the hospital, the baby was stillborn. And they have not been able to have children since. Every Mother's Day, we remember them. And so I understand there are some people who, this is a painful time, but this is the time that we understand that God is also a mother to the motherless. That we shall not fear, and we shall feel His comfort, that ultimately God is the great comforter, the great one that provides compassion, that calms us, that helps us to feel content, that puts His wings over us. And so we understand our Almighty God in a more complete fashion, not only through our fathers, but through our mothers, that the completeness of God is made whole through the characteristics and our understanding of Him portrayed in the mothers that God has given us. What a beautiful thought. And so this morning, if you haven't yet given your mother a call, give her a call. If you haven't yet thanked your mother for being who she is and what she's done, and trust me, she's done more things that you even know, be grateful. And ultimately, let's be grateful for the greatest mother of all, the mother that we have in our Almighty God. And so we will sing this song, a song that talks about, we talked about the mother, and then we're going to talk about the other aspect of Him being the Holy Father. And when we put them together, we understand the complete picture of God. Enjoy your time today with your mothers. By the way, God is going to birth another child today as Christina Patterson is going to get baptized into Christ at 12 o'clock. We're very, very excited about that. And we're really, really thrilled about what God has done in the Patterson's life. Let's sing one more song, and then that will act as our send-off for our service today. Happy Mother's Day.